This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. In a mixed ruling for President Donald Trump, the U.S. Supreme Court decided Thursday that a New York prosecutor can obtain the president's financial records, but delayed a decision on Democratic lawmakers viewing them. The rules were a setback for President Trump's claim to absolute immunity from criminal investigation, but they may allow him at the same time to keep his finances private until after the November presidential election. The president, who has worked strenuously to keep his tax records private, lashed out on Twitter. He claimed the situation to be political prosecution, pointing out he won the, quote, Mueller witch hunt, but now has to keep fighting in politically corrupt New York. He said it's not fair to the presidency or his administration. Opposition Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Thursday the rulings are not good for President Trump. She added, Congress's constitutional responsibility to uncover the truth continues, specifically related to the president's Russia connection that he is hiding. 12 million confirmed COVID-19 cases around the globe. That's a new milestone during the coronavirus pandemic. The United States leads the world with the most confirmed infections at more than 3 million, a third of the world's total. Meanwhile, residents in Australia's second largest city of Melbourne entered into a 6-week lockdown at midnight local time Wednesday due to an alarming spike of COVID-19 cases. Residents have been ordered to stay home unless they are going to work, school, medical appointments, or shopping for food. More on the COVID-19 pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. stock indexes fell in choppy trading on Thursday as fears of another lockdown to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases overshadowed data showing a declining trend in weekly jobless claims. The Labor Department's most timely data on the economy showed 1.3 million Americans filed for state unemployment benefits in the latest week. That's down from 1.4 million in the previous week. However, the labor market remains fragile as the United States reported more than 60,000 new COVID-19 infections on Wednesday, setting a single-day global record. The World Health Organization has named an independent panel to evaluate the agency's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will lead the panel. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus introduced the two leaders Thursday, saying it's a time for self-reflection, adding there must be an honest evaluation. The formation of the panel comes 2 days after the United States formally withdrew from the organization. President Trump said the organization failed to confront China over its initial response to the COVID-19 outbreak. The White House has said it will not support the organization without major reforms. Nations such as Japan, while not supporting the U.S. departure, did call for reforms at the WHO. After months of touting an unproven antimalarial drug as a treatment for the new coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is turning himself into a test case. He swallowed hydroxychloroquine pills live before millions of people on social media Wednesday and encouraged others to do the same. Bolsonaro said this week he tested positive for the virus, but already felt better. Hours later, he shared a video of himself taking what he said was the third dose. A string of studies in Britain and the U.S., as well as by the WHO, have found chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine ineffective against COVID-19. Tokyo reported a daily record 224 new cases of the coronavirus on Thursday, the number topping the previous record of 206 new infections in mid-April when Japan was under a state of emergency. Police dogs and drones were searching for the mayor of Seoul, South Korea on Thursday after his daughter reported him missing. Police say Mayor Park Won-soon left a statement, something like a will or last testament, which was found by his daughter on Thursday. That story's on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.